Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Emma Gunns Show. It's a mini show. I am your host, Emma Gunnar Wardner, and I asked you to send in questions for this episode, and thank you so much to everybody who replied. I had lots and lots of people message, so thank you so much for taking the time. One question in particular really caught my attention, and it was a question on Instagram from @Cheryl_cinnamon, which reads: my question for you is, what would you consider to be your ultimate girl boss moment of 2017? Now, as this is a mini show, I'm just going to tackle this one question head on, if that's all right with you. So I guess I found myself doing a lot of reflecting recently, and 40 Days of 40 has been a really, really big part of that. If you're not sure what that is, there is a podcast in the feed from a few weeks ago that explains it all in full. It's called 40 Days of 40... It's called 40 Days of 40 and Listener Questions. So if you don't know what 40 Days of 40 is about, head there, or indeed read every single Instagram post that I've done for the last 36 days, which might give you a clue. So this year, I feel as though I've watched so many brilliant women around me achieve their goals and or realize their potential. And it's been a really beautiful thing to watch. For me personally, I feel as though I've hit my stride in a way that I always thought I should have. But over the course of the last 12 months, I guess, the stuff that I thought I should have been doing at 25 and felt frustrated because I wasn't doing it is the kind of thing that I'm only able to or ready to do now. And if I could go back in time and offer one piece of advice to a 25-year-old Emma Gunns, it'd be all in good time, but you better work. The reason all this reflecting informs my answer to the question is because I've been looking around at all the incredible people I've worked with, hung out with, and been around this year, and I feel as though I've had a ringside seat to people really, for want of a better expression, bossing it. There isn't one single person I could pinpoint, so if it's okay with you, I'm just going to go through my highlights. So my first girl boss is Grace Timothy. Grace has been on the show and she is really brilliant. She's one of the hardest working beauty journalists I know, and this year has continued to be published regularly in all the big titles, I hasten to add, which is no mean feat, whilst writing her first novel, which I've already pre-ordered and can't wait to get my hands on in February. It's called Mum Face, the memoir of a woman who gained a baby and lost her shit. I'll put the link in the show notes. She's so funny, so brilliant, so observant. And if you aren't already, you should be following her on Instagram, where she's at @mumfacegrace, because her stories are side-splitting. She's hilarious, and I fully intend to hang out with her more in 2018 and hope I get funnier by osmosis. My second girl boss is Nadine Baggett. She has also been on this show, but she's one of the few who's been back twice. And she is one of the most respected beauty journalists in the industry. She's got a lot of experience and she really knows her stuff. And it's quite funny being at beauty launches with her when people present a new product to you and she says, yeah, but what is it? And they go, what? And she says, but what is it? What is it? And they can't really give her an answer. And so they move on to the next question. That has been one of my highlights for this year. She has been working her ass off to produce a YouTube channel, which is The Beauty Know-It-All, that speaks to women over 45, because she saw that, A, women over 45 weren't really being spoken to by the beauty industry in a way that they could relate to, and B, she believed she could communicate real practical advice to them. Now, when you've spent years as a print journalist, as I have, and you make a move into digital, it isn't easy. And I'm sure she wouldn't mind me saying that to begin with, you're talking into thin air as you try to build up an audience, which, considering Nadine's pages would reach hundreds of thousands of readers a week, is a big change. But she persisted, and this year, after 18 years as health and beauty editor Hello, she left to devote herself to the channel full time. For me, that is the ultimate side hustle fairy tale. The proof that consistent hard work over time equals results. My final girl boss is someone who really inspired me this year to do better, to think bigger and to aim higher. If you follow me on Instagram, you'll know that I worked at Red Magazine, which is honestly, the amount of people who are emotionally attached to Red Magazine, whenever I say I work there, people say, oh, I love Red Magazine so much. It's just a brilliant title and it's the best place I've ever worked in my entire life. So I was there for a few months earlier this year and met a woman called Tash Lunn, who's the features editor. She's whip smart, an incredibly hard worker and hugely talented. And it was for all of those reasons that I didn't really feel cool enough to be around her. So I just sort of watched from afar. And then something really wonderful happened. We started having conversations, and every time we would talk, I would feel really motivated to go out and get a really big guest for the show, or aim a bit higher, or like remove the limitations that I had somehow put on myself. And everything just felt within reach when I looked at it through her eyes, rather than my own self-sabotaging ones. It's because of those conversations that I have a dream guest list on my whiteboard in my office, and make time every week to hunt down the people on that list, or at least the people who look after them. That she has definitely been a girl boss and helped me boss elements of my life this year. I really could go on for hours. I really, really could. But this is a mini show and I don't want to go on for a really long time. But I would like to add Lindsay Kelk, the author and fellow podcaster, to that list for completing yet another novel. I do believe that she has, in the 24 hours before this podcast is being recorded, she has actually finished that. Terry White, who is the editor of Empire magazine, wrote one of the best pieces of journalism I've read this year. It was incredible. It was exceptional. Nick Haste of Pixie Woo for the video she did talking about her MS, and both Nick and Sam for being so open about anxiety on the podcast they did with me in May, which I know a lot of listeners have emailed in about and felt help and found helpful. So I hope that answers your question at Cheryl_Cinnamon. It was a lovely one to ponder and to answer, so I hope that it has done what you wanted it to do. So before I go, to all the bosses out there, because you are a boss, whether you realise it or not, thank you for listening, and I hope you will join me on the main show next time.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.